When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, folks, I spend so much of my time here chopping the giant oak tree of the news, but sometimes I like to collect the sawdust and mix it with binders and resin to make a pulp slurry and press it all into the particle board of news that is my segment. Meanwhile. Never fails. Never fails. Meanwhile, baby. Meanwhile.
I love it.
Meanwhile, today is Mitt Romney's 72nd birthday, and he tweeted his office birthday celebration saying, "My team surprised me with a cake made out of my favorite snack, Twinkies." Which is fitting. Just like Twinkies, Mitt Romney doesn't age, and he's even whiter on the inside. But delicious. Delicious.
Man.
But the weird part is Romney blew out the candles by picking them up and blowing them out individually. Okay, that does it. He's a Skrull. There's no way. Everything he does is like an alien Googled how to do a normal. Do I blow out the flaming wax cylinder with airflow, or am I to ingest them into the mouth region? Either way, fun. Meanwhile, police in a small town in Germany rushed to investigate a murder, only to find that the woman had reported it. She just wanted someone to remove a car blocking her garage. Sounds to me like someone was gonna fess up to a murder, then had second thoughts. Oh, did I say murder on the phone? I meant car. Oops. Ich bin ein silly lady. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go bury an Audi. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is, for some reason that top scientists cannot fathom, exploring a presidential run. Naturally, he grabbed the first opportunity to be seen publicly dancing to the music of... That's right, R. Kelly. Now, see if you can spot the moment the mayor realizes he's dancing to the music of a sex monster. He's flapping, and he's flapping, and oh my God, what am I doing? In response to the leaked footage, a de Blasio spokesman explained in an email, the mayor wasn't the church's DJ, and he certainly can't be expected to recognize every R. Kelly track. Thanks. Please let this gaffe die immediately, because he hasn't even announced yet, and this is a nightmare. I just graduated from Vassar, and I need this job. Thanks so much. Oh, and P.S., yes, I know, if there's like one R. Kelly song you should recognize, it's I Believe I Can Fly. You know that. I quit. Meanwhile, I can really do this. I can really do this. Meanwhile, this year, Barbie turns 60 years old, and I hate to be catty, but it looks to me like she's had some work done. Just pump the brakes, girl. No one has that much neck. Well, if like me, you're stumped as to how to celebrate, don't worry, Mattel has turned a Hilton hotel suite into a life-size Barbie haven featuring a pink pool cabana as well as a life-size dream camper. Perfect for people who've always wanted to pay hundreds of dollars to go on vacation in their daughter's bedroom. If you want the full Barbie experience, the hotel will also provide a dude with no genitals. There you go. We'll be right back.
Coming up, Nicki Minaj.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
My first guest tonight is one of the best-selling musical artists in the world. Her latest album, Queen, dropped on Friday. Please welcome Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So nice to have you on.
It's so exciting to be here. I watch you all the time. I'm obsessed with you.
Wow.
I love you so much.
I'm so glad. I don't know why that comes as a surprise to me. You're funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're fast and you're funny.
Thank you.
And you've got a lot to be happy about these days because you just on Friday this album dropped right here.
Yes.
Congratulations. It's called Queen. That's a beautiful cover.
Thank you.
Can I ask, what is the inspiration for this cover?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like there's a warfare goddess you can look up, you can Google it. And so we took that like as an image and we worked with that and kind of built onto it and created this very angelic.
Yes.
Image
yes.
of me.
Regal. Very regal. Now, here's the thing. We are on CBS right now, and I am unclear as to how much of this cover will make it to air. And I'm not sure. Can you see it one more time, Jim? Let's go right here. I'm not sure what will be blurred, but I believe none of it should.
Amen.
This is beautiful. You're an artist.
That's
this is
right.
more art.
That's right.
Exactly. Would you blur the Venus de Milo? No.
Right. Would you blur the Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't blur the Mona Lisa. Oh, that's a good Mona Lisa you just did. That's really good. I totally see it.
Thank you.
Well, you've got one of your songs. Barbie Dreams, okay, is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Okay, which is, as songs should, get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
This one's getting a lot of attention for some of the famous men you call out in this. And you, in, you know what I'm gonna get here, you know in certain terms, describe reasons why these men would not be able to, as the kids say, get with you.
Right.
Okay? Drake, no. Drake, absolutely not. 50 Cent, no. Eminem, DJ Khaled, Meek Mill. But I noticed that I'm not on the list of men. It's pretty comprehensive.
Right.
It's a pretty comprehensive list. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious that if I were to make the list, how might you inform me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What signs might you drop about me?
I would say... Okay, I would say, I might Steven after the show. He gonna come back to work with a magical glow, but...
ah!
are we still broadcasting?
I wasn't done, Stephen.
All right.
And then the ending says, but when you see us, please don't stare. Just address me as Queen Nikki Colbert. Thank you.
It's all downhill from here.
Are you married?
What?
Are you married?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm married. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to her.
Okay. Absolutely. Shout out to you, darling. It's all show business. Is there a form? I don't know where to go from here, actually. I just don't know what to do. I just don't want to pass this moment.
I know.
I just want to linger
so
here
good.
For
it's
so long.
It's such a good moment. It feels
yeah,
right.
It's so good. Has ever any of these people been mad at you for spitting fire at them?
I did get a call from one person. I'm not going to say who.
It was Drake.
No!
I'm just guessing.
It wasn't Drake. It was someone else.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got... Two people on that list approached me about it.
Like...
I'm not asking you to.
I'm not. Come on.
I'm not telling you.
Okay. So what did they say? Were they mad or were they like, thank you for putting me on the list?
Well, only one person so far got a little irritated, but then I explained to him how much I love him and he understands now. And then one person, he was just laughing.
Like, ha ha ha, or
like that. Oh, yeah. He was like texting me, kind of like it was kind of like a mix between cursing me out and laughing at it. But I didn't know. I just kept putting like this crying face emoji so that it can like you know make things not as bad.
The crying, the laughing, the crying emoji. Yeah, exactly.
I figured that would like you know pacify him and it did.
Good. Do you have a form of music you listen to? Like, you have an artist you listen to that might surprise people?
I do, and every time I tell people this, they think I'm kidding, but I love Enya. I listen to her the most out of everyone. Yeah. So,
like... That is about as far away from rap as I can imagine a popular art form being.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? It's so peaceful, and it helps me with, like, harmonies and just, like, sounds and stuff. So when I go in there, I don't... Like, I'm not a singer, but I'm a rapper, so I don't like to call people singers in to come and do, like, harmonies and backgrounds. So I just tap into my Enya knowledge, and I do
Your
my little...
Enya?
My inner Enya. Mm-hmm.
She's like an elf.
I know.
Yeah. She's otherworldly. She's otherworldly. It's like you're in a spirit
I know she's
realm.
A recluse, too. I would love to meet her. I think
You've
she's...
never met Enya?
No, and I love her so much.
I want to make that happen. Can we make that happen?
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't know Enya. I don't know her.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't know her at all. Do you, people speculate about your life, like who you're seeing, other aspects. Are there, what's the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself?
One of the recent, well, I didn't know that this was an actual rumor until one time I posted a picture with my mother and someone, and people were saying, oh, she has the same nose. And I said, what the, if I was to get my nose done, it would not have this lump right here and it would not be pointy. I would get like the a shorter one, like so, like kind of like a pig, like kind of like this and like pull it back. Because I've always been attracted to that kind of nose.
Your nose is perfect.
Thank you.
Your nose is absolutely
perfect. So shout out. But I just want to say, I don't care about anyone who gets their nose with. I'm just saying my nose has never been with.
At the 2016... This is an important thing that I've wanted to know the answer to for a couple years now. At the 2016 Time 100 Gala, you dedicated the song Anaconda okay, to Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and you asked the crowd which of those men likes the bigger butt. Did you ever find out? Do you know the answer between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Who likes the big butts?
I could only assume, but I'm guessing here that it would be Biden for obvious reasons.
I hesitate to ask Nicki Minaj, but what is the obvious reason that Joe Biden likes big butts and he cannot lie? Why is
this? Well, I mean, anytime a white person gets like the pass that they can be like invited to the cookout, that means they probably like big butts.
Oh, and he's permanently invited to the cookout.
He's permanently invited to the cookout
because
he showed love to, you know, our love, you know, Obama, sure. and they worked so well together. And he also just seems so genuine. Mm-hmm. And I find that genuine men like big butts.
And sure. Yeah. I don't know what to say. You know what they say? I love a lobster. All the best meat in the tail. Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you know a good big butt when you see one?
Yes.
Do you like a juicy butt?
Yes.
Have you seen this one? Have you seen that one? Girl, give into it. Girl, give into it. Don't fight it. Don't fight the feeling. Okay. All right.
Did you just say girl give into it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You're known for not only writing your own stuff, but writing just an incredible volume of material. Like, you rap fast, not
yes.
just... Do you remember the first lyrics that you wrote? Do you remember the first rhymes that you ever
yes,
wrote?
I've said this before. It
was
it was such a little stupid little rap. It goes, cookies the name, chocolate chip is the flavor. Suck up my style's like a cherry lifesaver.
And how old were you?
I was like 11, and I wanted to show the girl next door because she was like a good rapper and she thought she was so much better than me. So when she left, I went home and I wrote this little rap so I can like show her. And then I rang her bell and I started saying my rap and she just stood there like. But I knew she was just jealous.
Well, I know I couldn't do what you do. I could not do what you do, but I suspect you could do what I do. So I'm gonna read one of your lyrics. If you know,
okay,
I'm gonna read
sure.
one of your lyrics right here. Okay, this is from LLC.
Oh my God.
Then here's a monologue joke that we had to cut the other night. No one's heard this one yet.
Okay, cool.
It's a monologue joke the other night. Do you get you the subject here? This is about the president there. Okay, so I'll do yours. Okay. I feel like I'm King Kong. Name still going ding dong. It's two girls getting more money and they don't rap, they sing songs. I stay with that pink on, pink furs and then pink thongs. Goons out if they blink wrong. Think hard,
but don't think long.
Okay, that was a roller coaster for me.
Wow.
That was a roller coaster for me.
Wow.
I'm not up to speed here. So
you gotta stay stuff on beat though. You can't really go. I stay with that pink gong.
I feel like I'm King Kong. Name still going ding dong. It's two girls getting more money. They don't rap, they sing songs.
Hey.
I stay with that pink on.
Okay.
Pink furs with them pink thongs.
Okay.
Goons out if they blink
hey,
on.
Hey,
think
hey,
hard, but
hey,
don't think
hey.
Wrong.
Okay, my joke is, well, I guess it's no surprise that Donald Trump isn't impressed by LeBron James, seeing as King James has 3 rings and Trump achieved that 2 divorces ago.
Boom. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though. because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.